Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. You just heard at the top of the hour news that said that Ford has a recall of 240,000 vehicles because of a suspension failure. Well, I looked it up. It's not 240,000. It's 1.3 million. Actually, it's over 1.3 million vehicles, mainly in North America, to fix a rear suspension and transmission control software problem or problems. The long list of vehicles includes Ford SUVs, F-150 Econoline trucks, Taurus Flex crossover. It includes the Lincoln MKS and the MKT crossover. And this is because of manufacturing and design problems. But it's not just Ford. I have a 2004 Chevy pickup truck. It's a work truck, nothing special. Crank up windows, and the front sway bar fractured. Both sides. So it's poor manufacturing techniques, poor quality control, poor design, poor implementation. So I replaced mine before it had a total failure. Why? Because I get under it and I look at it thoroughly when I change the oil. But here's what happens. Does your vehicle get looked at thoroughly when you get the oil changed? I suggest it does not. So you need to find a mechanic who actually is going to take care of you. That's just a quick comment about what I just heard on the top of the hour news. And Rick, coronavirus, some people are thinking that this is no big deal. Well, headline news, Daily Mail. Coronavirus is causing the first global drop in oil use in a decade amid the widespread shutdown of China's economy. Okay, so demand is down. And I reported this over a week ago that this was happening because I pay attention to home heating oil prices, which is the same as diesel fuel. Okay. At the time that I reported last week, or 2 weeks ago, or no, maybe a month ago, fuel oil was about $1.97 at that wholesale price, $1.97 a gallon. It dropped to about $1.40 a gallon as a result of this Chinese lack of use of diesel fuel. Today, it's about $1. At the Gulf Coast Harbor, it's about $1.50 a gallon. So, yes, it has come down substantially, about 25%. It's real. So when you look at the numbers, the financial numbers, and this is just because China's factories have shut down, that the world's wholesale price, or the United States wholesale price of fuel oil number two, diesel, home heating oil, and farm fuel, all the same thing, is $1.50, down 25% roughly. And then if you look at, there's a school system in Texas. It's actually the Johnson County, Texas school system. The school shut down its doors Tuesday for the rest of the week due to flu and other illnesses. So there are people who are paying attention, but they shut down the whole county school system. Rick, any comments?
Yeah, some of it's real and some of it is fear. And, you know, that's how they're ruling us all, is with fear and fake news. You asked me about Before It's News as a thing. I have used Before It's News. I listened to it. I liked, you know, a lot of the articles. And then when I started to dig a little deeper, I'm finding there's a lot of disinformation. I'm I'm dispensing a lot of disinformation in unintentionally being fooled by people's fears and not digging deeper enough like some reporters do so that I have a better, more clear understanding of what really is happening. And there's no way to ever really know because I'm not in China to watch all the so-called bodies being cremated or not. And when you have a billionaire, the one you sent me, talking about how many people are being dead every day, I have to wonder, is it real or is he, you know, hedging toward a virus immunity shot that he's going to sell? You don't know. So you work on your gut. And I have watched how pandemics like SARS and some of the other viruses last year, the year before, how they played. And the public is trying to pick this up. And the first thing that I want everybody to realize is this one was a weapon. Now, why did it get loose? What actually happened? Well, there was a Chinese nationalist that was arrested for smuggling this out of Canada to Wuhan level 4 containment study group because China wanted it as a weapon. And, oh, guess what? Now it's being used. Oh, you know, I've had enough. Why would anyone, Bill Gates, want to weaponize the common cold? Well, watch how the military works on things. They want to shoot first and then not be responsible for not asking questions. They're just presuming. And I watched a sci-fi movie the other night called Epoch. And let me tell you, that was a thing that hit the Earth billions of years ago and then comes up to give mankind a boon in determining whether or not Homo sapien is going to live or it's going to fade out and make room for a new life form, like each epoch does. And basically, the weapon, the first thing the military wanted to do in that movie was nuke it. And the Chinese fly over it, you know, and they shoot missiles at it, and it actually takes the missile, the airplanes out because they're hostile. Defends itself. We presume everything is going to be bad, and really, it's all of it. It's good, it's bad, and it's ugly. Why? Because man is limited with his imagination, which is undisciplined. And man has a responsibility for the thoughts he chooses to entertain. And until you focus on that, the rest of it is, you know, daily news. There it is. Use it and weep. Now, is the earth going downhill or uphill? Is it advancing? Is mankind getting better or are we losing? And the correct answer is yes. You're responsible for yourself. Once you do that, the rest of it will make sense. And it's different for each of us. That's okay, so Rick, that I find so interesting.
Okay. Rick, what is your reaction to this? So the sun.co.uk story that says, shocking moment, Instagram pranksters spark panic by pretending to spill coronavirus on a New York subway train. So what these two morons did is they're dressed up in hazmat suits, white hazmat suits, covering everything but their face. They've got gloves on, and they've got these yellow gloves, Playtex dishwashing gloves, okay? But who knows? And they've got covering all of their skin except for their face. They've got this hazmat suit on, white hazmat suits, and they've got the face masks on, and they've got this bucket, and it's labeled hazardous material, like you'd see in a hospital.
Yeah, they should have been arrested for trying to cause a riot. And I watched how I ran. How did W.C. Fields put it? There's a sucker born every minute.
And, well, what happened?
Here's Iran advertising spacesuits, which has got a children's costume for $20. Get a grip! That's what's wrong with our educational system. When I was in school as a young kid, the United States was number 6 in the world for education of small children. It wasn't until graduate school that the United States excelled because of toys. You know, nuclear reactors, linear accelerators, and the usual, you know, Van Allen belt. There it is. And today, the United States is what? 15th, 17th, something, 32nd in the world for education of our children. What has happened to the greatness of America? Well, we could start with agriculture, because it was agriculture, not Bibles or pistols, that made our country great. And right now, less than 3% of the food we consume was grown in America. What's wrong with that picture? I would, for example, you want to make a change, start growing your own food and going to the farmers markets, the local ones. Support your neighborhood. But people don't get that because Walmart. I go to Harbor Freight to get my tools now because I can't afford to go to a hardware store. But the screw that I buy, I can bend the screw with a screwdriver now. It's a cheap knockoff of what a screw used to be made from, where you're going into wood and you wanted it to hold. Today, I have to drill a hole because that screw, I can't just screw it into the wood. The wood's too hard, and the screw is too weak. Harbor Freight. And so you get what you pay for. And there are deals, and there are bargains, and there are Best Buys. And Best Buy is not cheapest. Cheapest and Best Buy are two different ways marketing is done. And Snap-on and Craftsman used to be the bottom line. And the problem is Sears and Roebuck is closing down as a metaphor because it can't compete with China. It used to be that whatever the United, our gross national product was 10 times off what we exported to what we imported. We don't even export anymore. Wheat, and soybean, and corn. Good luck. It's all hooey.
So if you wanted to buy Craftsman tools when they were made in the United States, you could get a good deal on a set of wrenches, and it would be about 100.
Snap on back at that.
Hang on. It'd be about $100. You could get the almost equivalent Chinese Chicom Harbor Freight wrench set for about $15 or $20.
Right. $7. Right. I can't believe it. The shipping. How can they sell a whole set of screwdrivers for $7? And we're talking about 30 of them for $7.
Yeah, yeah, and they've destroyed the American tool manufacturing. But if you look at the tolerances of the wrenches, they are off. They are no good, and they'll slip, whereas the Craftsman won't.
Made with steel.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So imagine being on this subway in New York City, and these two jerks have these hazmat suits on with masks, and they've got this bucket, and it's got the hazmat biological warning on it, and they spill it on the subway, and they think this is funny, and people are screaming. My question is that what would happen if someone did called in a fake act of terrorism to the police, or acted like a terrorist on a subway? Would they be killed? Would they be shot? Would they be arrested? What would happen? It's just a joke.
Called that the day the earth stood still. And when they got on that radio program and talked about aliens blowing up L.A., welcome to Hysteria 101.
Well, I think there should be.
It's a neurolinguistics in how the brain chooses to filter what it hears. And watch how you take a statement, and six individuals later, how the statement has morphed.
Rick, are you saying
that's a good way to report the news?
Rick, are you saying that these guys are right or wrong in their practical joke on a subway with strangers?
Yes.
There's no question in my mind.
Yes, man.
There's no question in my mind.
A valid question, and that is a valid answer. And yes, they are inciting a riot and are scaring kids. Now, imagine them doing that at a grade school. Oh, and we'll add a weapon while he's at it.
And what about that little old lady who has a heart attack and dies? Now, I don't think that happened, but what if she did? What if
there
was a...
Because she could, and that's why they say Hollywood, if she could. Once you see it in your mind's eye as possible, it's not only true, it's even way more than that. And that's when Merlin said to Arthur, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. If it's possible, you can count on it. That's what imagination is. And the bottom line is, altered states of consciousness, and everybody listening to this show has gone through, oh, I don't know, maybe 12 different altered states during the show. Coffee, you know, distraction, whatever. The thing is, the laws of physics change with these altered states. And so when you're in this state and you have a belief system on something, of course it's going to happen. How could it not? You boy, it isn't karmically kumbaya and I'm going to attract the love of the universe to me. What do you think demons are? Demons are individual parts of yourself that you deem unworthy. But the fact that you can even see them, like a Christian, could it be fate? You know, that place is, of course, they've just made that real. God, as I have studied him in my forms of Bibles, does not have competition per se. He has bosses like Yahweh, the Yahweh, but what is that? Listen, it's man's limitation that has polarized everything. And the typical, you think science has got the answer, it doesn't have the answers. It starts with assumed truths. And really, like when I said earlier about the dolphin and their language being way, way more sophisticated than Hebrew, old Hebrew, and now they're proving the dolphin art, the language, are sending images, holographic images and sound waves that now can be seen. Now you tell me how man can do that for himself in language. And so man, in my humble opinion, is not only not the center of the universe, and the earth is flat and the sun runs around me, it's we're a food chain. I posted this thing showing an orca coming up out of the waves with a seal in its mouth, and right behind it was a large whale eating orca and the seal. And that is Bob Dylan. Everybody has got to serve somebody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
he operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else.
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Theater, because the stampede that follows can trample and kill people. You can't travel in a hazmat suit with a face mask on and a bucket that says hazardous material, biological hazard, and spill it without repercussions.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're here, Rick. What I'm saying is that it's immoral. We have lost our way. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Somebody didn't like what we were saying.
No, no,
has
I
messed
no.
with our transmission. What should I
no,
do?
No, I think
Hang up,
I think
keep talking,
our
what?
Yeah, no, we're good. Robert in Kansas, welcome. Robert?
Hey, Dr. Miller, you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Hey, are we on the radio?
Yeah, I have no idea. Nothing happening. Vincent's gone. I don't know.
We're good.
We're good. I'm not working looking board. At... Who's this?
We
oh, this
are
is
good.
Robert in Kansas. You said something about the Bible and guns earlier, and I think
the
that you're right.
Epistles. That's the big picture. Used to be the Bible and epistle that gave you your civil rights.
Well,
that's what I meant. That's as a humorous thing. Yes. But did you have?
I would say it. It's you could say it as a moral people combined with freedom. I think maybe that really is what made us so great, is we did have some freedom.
Okay, Ducky Mallard is the one that said, an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife, a moral man won't. And the Bible is only one set of morals. And really, the people using that Bible do not practice those morals, because the primary teaching of Christ was not to make judgment on another person. That was his primary teaching. And guess what Christians do? Hypocritical. And that's one of the reasons I'm not practicing Christianity, even though the Quakers see me as being a Quaker. I try to walk my talk, and I try not to make judgment on another. Hello?
Well,
did I lose you? I tell you what, I'm talking to the blankness. I don't know if we're on the air or not either.
Well, I have a question. I mean, there's certain things about, not even just the Bible, but I think just within people, like, you know, just in your own.
A lot of that came from your parents. For example, if you had been born in Iraq, you would not be a Christian. And truthfully, Muslims in many forms are way more religious in terms of walking their talk than Americans are.
Yeah, they don't kill their babies over there. That's one thing
about it's extremism and fundamentalism has got a problem with patriarchal and matriarchal things and the way they treat women and children. Yes, I concur, and that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't live there if I had a choice. But some people don't have that choice. And what they are raised as, what I'm trying to, I guess, say is belief systems per se are actually tools in a toolbox. And once you understand that, like one of the things I trained in Navy SEALs, we didn't go to Iraq, but when we go into Cambodia or places like that, what I would train them is, you go over there as a Christian, you're going to get your unit killed. And what you do is you don't wear us, as a metaphor, you don't wear a sweater in the heat of summer. Does not mean you throw that sweater away. Belief system. You fold it and put it neatly away for use when it's appropriate. And that's basically how a belief system can be a tool, and you use it as a tool, not an absolute. And there's a whole difference in the way you do that. My daughter used to work in absolutes. Daddy, I love this, and Daddy, I hate that. And then I would say to her, I'll bet I could find something you hate even more. And so it was always a more Eastern form of relationship of one thing to another. You know, the yin within the yang, rather than absolutes, which is more of a Christian, and actually not the teachings of Christ, because that all started in the year 1000 when Pope Innocent I declared war on the Cathars, and the Catholic Church and the teachings of Christ went in opposite directions, in my humble opinion. Now, I know I don't know, and what I try to do is take my personal beliefs and walk my talk and not make a judgment on what you think is right or wrong. However, when you start to make judgment on me, I have a problem.
But right and wrong does exist, correct? I mean, it is a thing that actually does exist, right? There's things that are right.
What exists?
Right and wrong.
What are you saying exists? What?
I'm saying that right and wrong exist.
No, they don't. That's, again, man's limitation of what's right and wrong. The color of that fence over there, what color is it? You say it's brown, and you've made an assumption of saying that the other side of that fence you can't see is also brown, and it may not be. And that's why war, they justify, you know, killing your brother, and why some religions were, you know, exempt, like Quaker, because I will not shoot anybody, period, end of story. But a Quaker will defend his family, so where do you extend that limit of defending your family? Your property line? Your state line? Your country line? You know, it's that part is different for each of us.
Okay, Dr. Miller, but what about killing a little baby? Is that right or wrong?
Which is a little baby? Is it a fetus inside a woman?
Just a little developing baby, yeah.
I believe that an individual woman has a right to her body, and that the state, you, and God have no right in telling her what she wants to do with her own body. If she chooses to have an abortion, that's her right to have it. However, I don't have a right to say, no, you can't do that. Now, what's the right to life? Right to death? My father was part of the Neptune Club because he was in such pain. He wanted to die. It was not worth it. He was in so pain, he wanted to die. And they weren't moving fast enough for him. He shot himself. Was my father right or wrong? That's called committing suicide. Is he right or wrong? I chose not to make judgment on my father. I couldn't do that. My dad had a lot of balls and is different than me. But that doesn't mean my father was wrong. And so what I'm trying to do is say to you, well, how did Crocodile Dundee put it? Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I kind of live on it, but I wouldn't eat it. Each of us has the right to make our own decision. And the difference between civil and natural law, Hobbes and Kant, is where you give up your natural rights for order in a society. And there are many different kinds of societies out there, including capitalism, communism, and, Costa Rica. You know, I don't know. What I do know is what I will do and what I will not do. And that's knowing yourself, or what they call self-realization. But that is only halfway to God. And God is not knowable. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. You can experience him, absolutely. But how can you know something that is beyond you? For example, like Orca has a cerebral cortex that's literally twice, physically twice the size of man's cerebral cortex. And that mammal is firing 60% of it. Basically, that mammal is able to go places man will never know. Does that make that mammal more superior than man? In some ways, I would say, yeah, it's higher on the food chain. And yet, I've watched Orca chase dolphin. And so, I don't know. I don't have the answers. And at any given moment, I can change my opinion. Because I do change, and there is personal growth. And why I don't date the same kind of woman two times in a row.
That's what I'm trying to do, Dr. Mill. I'm trying to change your mind and get you to see that the little baby isn't the woman's body, and she's not committing suicide.
She was raped and did not want to have that child, and in fact, it may kill her because her body is damaged in such a way she's inequipped to have that child. What's the right thing to do? I don't know. What I do know is I don't have the right to tell her what to do. She has to do that herself and live with those consequences. And that is the way I live. And it isn't trying to change minds. When you try to change someone's mind, what you're doing is trying to make them agree with you so that you feel secure that your values are correct. I have no idea if I'm right. I don't. What I try to do is do what I sense is the right thing. And if you don't have to agree to me to disagree. I mean, that's what made me different than you.
I'm just trying to define morality, Doctor. I'm trying to get to where, you know, we were as America when we knew that killing babies was wrong, and we didn't
do
that.
Well, that one guy that they just had in the news this morning that had, what, 2,100 fetuses buried in his yard or some weird thing, that is kind of weird. But to bomb an abortion center, that's wrong, too.
Well, yeah, it's wrong. It's just that it's not about really something that we're going to tell.
That abortion center has a right to be there. There are rules of engagement. That's why we have international law and the Hague and accountability at the end of the day. And basically, it doesn't work perfectly. Nothing does. But what I try to do for myself is not make the same mistake twice. And I make a lot of mistakes, trust me, man. I mean, I do. I don't know. I'm really educated, and I'm really intuitively smart. But I don't have the answers. I don't. I have them for myself. Absolutely. And, oh, guess what? They change also every day at any given moment. You know, like Two-Face, I'm in two minds and then I flip a coin. I'm not that bad. I have a pretty good sense of what I want to be and how I want to behave. Beyond that, a brand new virgin territory for me, too. And I am trying to become something more than I am. And I use religion, like science, for fellowship. I do not use it as the gospel. The gospel
Robert
is inside me. It's not out there.
And Robert, we've got Rick's got some things that I wanted him to talk about, prevention and so forth of the coronavirus. Thank you so much for being with us, Robert. Rick, when we come back, prevention, let's talk about that. How is it treated and the experimentation that's going on right now? I've got
Hello,
your document.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's been reported that an executive order has been issued, which initiated the implementation of the Department of Defense Global Campaign Plan for Pandemic Influenza and Infectious Diseases. And it this article on Zero Hedge says that we don't know all the details of the plan, but what we do know is that it instructs the U.S. military officials to prepare for widespread outbreaks. Many in the mainstream continue to try to convince us that the virus is not much more than more dangerous than the common cold. But if that's true, why is our military taking such a dramatic step? Zero Hedge.
Well, by the way, was I on radio? Were we on open when I was talking to that individual?
Yes, yes,
no!
Yes.
Oh, I didn't mean to have that be public, but okay. I just had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, Rick, here's what you should assume, and anyone who comes on the air with me, assume from the moment you make that connection that you can be on the air for the entire duration of the 2 hours.
And okay, that should be, thank you. Any
broadcast. Okay, so, Rick, you sent me a document, Prevention for the 2019 Novel or Novel Coronavirus.
What CDC has saying, which is not most credible, but Detroit News and all these others are fear-mongering. And while the deployment of troops, I mean, they were going to do that in South Carolina or Virginia, wasn't it, on that gun control thing. There are all kinds of reasons why people are doing things, and they were never being told the real truth.
Okay, Rick, let me just ask you a few very simple questions. Rick, would you, if it was not mandatory, whatever mandatory means, if you had the opportunity to get on an airplane to go and do something for fun, would you do it right now?
Yeah, I don't have a fear going down to L.A. I would have a fear going over to Southeast Asia right now, yes.
Okay,
I wouldn't
even
do that right now until I got a better read on what really is going on. And right now, I don't know.
even though a passenger from Southeast Asia could have flown over and then gotten...
My girlfriend was ill, like this flu virus, 3 weeks ago, and at one point I was really concerned taking her into emergency.
Right, that's another thing. Would you be interested in going for a typical annual doctor's visit where the doctor's office is in a hospital?
Hospitals are breeding grounds like small grade schools are. And especially one of the reasons a lot of the hospitals now are eliminating carpet, even though it's, you know, visitor friendly, is because that's where the viruses will hang out. And sterilization of the floor using bleach is your friend. And when you can't bleach a carpet, what do you think's happening out with a seat you're sitting in? Because it's not leather, it's leather, and it's a nice, comfortable one, rather than something that is hard and sterile that you can hit with bleach. That's what the problem with hospitals are. And when I worked in a hospital, and I did for 6 years, in anesthesiology, you know, you presumed that everything you touched was going to possibly have creep on it. And now, you ought to go into Walmart with a blacklight. That's a good way to see the viruses. Just use a blacklight on things and look at what you see.
We do that. We do that now.
But guess what? It's creepy, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's creepy. And if you take a black light and you look at any carpet, you'll say, whoa, that looks like that carpet.
Your finger in your mouth to take out food or whatever, like brushing your teeth or cleaning with floss, what do you think is happening there?
You want to try something fun.
Wuhan is creepy with virus. Take a look at your mouth and what's on your finger. And your body just presumes it's going to have toxicity and take care of it.
How about this?
That it wasn't there before. It's always been there. The common cold has always been around. And yes, look at how many people die from the common cold every year and compare that to Wuhan virus.
Well,
and now
okay.
You have a better perspective of how they're playing fear on us.
Well, Rick, I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at...
I know, and I am. It's all, you know, and we're...
No, Rick, I think we're somewhat on the same page. I look at the coronavirus as a great way of telling us we ought to pay attention, okay,
other viruses. We presume a lot of things. Like when you rent an automobile and you get behind the wheel and you just put your hand on the steering wheel, presuming... It didn't have, you know, Godzilla driving it earlier.
All right, so here's what you can do. You can get a pen light that is an ultraviolet light. Now, don't look at it because you can damage your eyes. But if you get one, you get one for less than $5 on the internet ship. Take that with you into a public bathroom. Any urinal, okay? And just aim it around the urinal.
Flush the toilet, man.
Flush the toilet. You won't get within 20 feet of the toilet.
Oh, they'll leap out at you. That's the way to do.
Rick, thanks so much. See you next week.
They have a leaping distance of 7 feet. That means you can't even unzip your pants.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.